Hello learners, welcome to the smart learning platform of Odisha State Open University. At the outset, I do congratulate you for taking this leadership program, because this particular program has been designed by Odisha State Open University to enable you to embark upon the path of personal and professional leadership development. My name is Dr. Lalatindu Kesari Jenna, and in this episode, we are going to take you through on understanding about personal SWOT analysis. First of all, SWOT. What is a SWOT? S-W-O-T. These are the four things you might have been observing over here in the slides. The SWOT, the full form, is called as strength, S for strength, W for weakness, O for opportunity, and T for threat. This SWOT analysis is generally a very, very common tool in the professional world. Basically, when we are teaching our MBA students, we used to provide them a case, and with that case, they used to carry out a SWOT analysis. That case may be having a problem, and they need to interrogate on to that problem to explore what are the problems that the case is having it. After exploring the problem of the case, which itself is a problem, they are supposed to explore what are the strengths, and so also what are the opportunities and threats that is associated if they are unable to solve that particular case. So generally, SWOT analysis is basically being used to evaluate the past, because the case that is given to a candidate is basically, it is a past data or informations or about an organizations and all. We need to correlate the past with that of the present, what is happening around and what is being expected from the organization, and also we need to explore what are the future possible action plan for the company to take up. So generally, when you are carrying out a SWOT analysis, it basically provides the organizational leaders a new perspective on how an organization can do well. Because you see, when we are exploring the opportunities, when you are understanding the threats, basically this gives an organization a complete perspective that where they stand in, where the challenge is basically lying, what are the good avenues that is available in the external environment. For example, when you understand the SWOT analysis, we are supposed to examine both the external environment and also the internal environment. External environment for an organization is they need to explore in terms of how an economy is going to influence them, what is the political legal influences that an organization has, what is the cultural influences that an organization has, that is the external party's cultural influences, and similarly, what are the influences that they get it through government regulatory machineries, for example. Otherwise, for an organization, they are influenced by the suppliers, they are influenced by the customers, they are influenced by the consumers. So all these external environmental analysis an organization is to do when they are carrying out a SWOT analysis. Similarly, in a SWOT analysis, organization need to also check that what are the things that they are surrounded with. They are surrounded with the people, they are surrounded with their own machineries, they are surrounded with certain technologies, they are surrounded with some kind of called as the materials that basically that helps them to convert into a finished product. So those things organization need to focus on to examine. So this is about an organizational SWOT analysis. Whereas in case of a personal SWOT analysis, let's come to this area. Actually, you need to explore about what is the influence of the behavior. A personal SWOT analysis can be done in the same way for an individual. Why? Because we need to explore the ways and means so that they can pursue their career goal. So to make a SWOT analysis worth, basically one need to set aside the time to really think about it. I mean, they need to think about what they have done it in the past, and then they need to explore where they are looking forward to carry on. Let's talk in depth about how to carry out this SWOT analysis. First, let's begin by identifying, for example, when you are taking care of the self SWOT, let's begin by identifying our own strength. These are the traits or skills that basically sets us apart from others. What are the questions that we need to ask for about ourselves? For example, what we are good naturally, or what are the skills that we can work out for ourselves to develop? What are the talents that we have? For example, the natural born gifts that we have. So this is about understanding deeper about self, deeper about the inner self. The next step is called as the weaknesses. This particular part basically examine the area that you are looking for an improvement. Basically the things that will set us back in our career. Some of the questions that we need to consider when you are thinking about the weaknesses are, for example, what are the negative work habits or traits that we possess? We need to explore our hidden self, what we are bad at it, certain things. Does any part of our education or training that we have got it from our past life, does it require a kind of improvement? And what would other people see as our weaknesses? So that also we need to explore. So this is called as the next step of the weakness. The third one is called as the opportunities. That means one need to look at the external factors that one can take advantage to pursue a promotion, or for example to find a new job or to explore a career direction. So some of the questions to examine when you are in opportunities are, for example, when you are taking care of for pursuing our career. So first of all, we need to understand what is the status of the economy that the country we are in. Or for example, when you are migrating to some other country, we need to explore what is the economic condition of the country. Do they have the kinds of job that they can provide it to us to substantiate or pursue for a job itself? So that need to be explored. And similarly, when you are focusing in one country itself, in our country for example, our jobs, how it can be mobilized, how we can get more amount of jobs, and how we can cater more amount of unemployment. If our industries are not growing, we cannot get jobs. So we need to explore the opportunities that whether our industries are growing. And suppose when the industries are growing, is there the new technology that is coming to our industry? With new technology, new skills are required, and with new skills, there may be new employments. And with that, if you have those skills, we can definitely get an employment. So this is about exploring an opportunity of it. And finally, the final one is we need to look at the threats to our career growth. This part is basically accounting for the external factors that could hurt our chance to attain our goal. We need to be very, very careful about these threats. What are the questions we need to consider for ourselves? Suppose, say, is our industry contracting or changing its direction? Because my skill sets gets to be different, varied, and I need to get more skills with me, otherwise I cannot cope up with the industry's requirement. Is there any kind of strong competition for the types of jobs for which we are best suited? For example, there are several jobs, you may be finding out there will be tough competitions. You know, for example, a person if gets a MBA finance degree, you know, they used to have a head-on competition with chartered accountants, the cost accountants. So similarly, so what is the biggest external danger to our goals? That also we need to see. Suppose, say, we pursue a career, but what are the obstacles that we'll have? For example, our IT people, if we'll see. IT people, what they have? They gain a skill, they continue with their job, and at a point of time, their skill gets obsolete. So that point of time, if they are not reskilled, then they may lose the job. So this is a threat. So over here, what is an explorations? We need to remember to be objective. That is very important. When you are carrying out a SWOT analysis, we need to remember to be more objective. When you're thinking about our career or about promotions, about our life, it is better that we should consult others who knows us, because by consultation we'll get multiple perspectives. Similarly, another part of our understanding the SWOT analysis is we need to move outside our comfort zone, because this will help us to get results that you are looking forward for it. For instead of reinforcing our own beliefs, it is better that we should, you know, derive the results that we should move out from our comfort zone so as to foresee where we can move out. So once our personal SWOT analysis is complete, it is very, very crucial that we need to follow through on the insights that you have been uncovered. What are the things that we are uncovering? For example, many a times what you do is, you know, when you understand our SWOT analysis, first of all, one of the problem is we are unable to explore the weaknesses that we have, because always every time an individual capitalizes on the strength and they count on their strength, and they have the ego that they have a lot of strengths. They hardly count in terms of what weaknesses they have and all that. That's the reason they are unable to explore better opportunities that can be available, because we cannot confine ourselves to a specific skill set. We can develop our skills. But here, when you are confining with our present strength, we are not forcing what are the possibilities that is lying for us to grow. That is one of the problem. So over here, what we need to do is we need to explore our inner weaknesses so that we can capitalize and we can build up and we can convert those weaknesses into possible opportunities by skill building, by observing the external markets and grooming ourselves up for a better tomorrow for us. So over here, what we need to do is we need to follow the insights that is being uncovered. Over here, then is another point is we need to start using our results. We need to assess our results. It is advisable also that we need to track our progress where you are standing in. For example, we explore our weaknesses, we start working on it. Right. So over here, what we need to do, we just don't need to stop over here that we have explored a weakness, I have worked out and I did something. Right. So instead of it, we need to track when you are progressing up to understand the weaknesses, we need to track how we are moving forward. So one need to over here, what one need to do, one need to set up the measurements. Set up the measurements means when you are progressing, let's set some interim measurements, let's set some kind of milestones, and we need to keep working towards them. Then only we can overcome our weaknesses and we can capitalize our opportunities. So step by step, little by little, we'll get where we want to be. And this is what to be called as the best part to get it started. And I'm expecting that you being the learners, you should move forward on these directions so that you can also understand your strength points and you can develop your opportunities. So thank you so much, learners. Thank you.